Being not smart means that you know, but still can't do it or don't do it. Okay. Ignorant means you just didn't know. You didn't know what you didn't even know. And that was the case with him because he didn't get above. He never stopped for a day. He even says in that podcast, for a day, to stop and actually analyze what was happening. He was just head down. And so many new, younger business owners, hello, that was me 1,000%, are just, I don't know, I'm going 9,000 miles an hour, head down, whatever it takes, that's what I'm going to do. But having the discipline to get above the business, get out of the office and to spend time thinking about the business.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey, everyone. Well, this is part three of three. We've been talking about leading yourself first and what's the most important thing you can do for you, what's the most important thing you can do for your team, and what's the most important thing you can do for the business. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about what is the most important thing you can do for the business. I think it's actually to spend time thinking about the business. Another way to be able to put it, I think one of the most important things you can do for the business is actually to be able to get above the business, hence the name of the podcast. In fact, that's actually where I'll go in just a second after I kind of try to be chief reminding officer for all of you. So back several weeks ago, we talked about really three main core problems that all small business owners face, or three specific problems. Number one, you lack clarity. You just don't know exactly where the business is today. You don't really know your numbers. You don't know exactly where you're trying to go. It's all kind of fuzzy, and you certainly don't have a plan to be able to get there. Number two, the other big core problem that business owners face, especially business owners doing less than $3 million in annual revenue, is they really lack systems and processes. The business is a people-dependent business. It's either dependent upon you, or if you've got a team, the team has the systems and processes in their head. And so if something happens to them and they leave, then we're in a tough spot. And then the third core problem is we're tired and stressed. We're tired, stressed, and overwhelmed. And so what are the solutions to each one of those problems? I think number one, if you lack clarity, you got to have a roadmap. You have a roadmap that says, here's where I'm at. Here's where I'm going. Here's my plan to get there. Number two, if you lack systems, you need an operating system to actually run the business. So it's not dependent upon you. So it's not running off of you all the time. So you can actually take a vacation without working all the time. Number three, if you're tired and stressed, overwhelmed, the thing that you need to do, the solution is actually to lead yourself first. So this is now part three of that. The first thing we said was, if we're going to lead ourselves first, what do we mean by that? Well, I think the most important thing you can do for yourself is to protect your confidence. One of the ways we do that is through our weekly, quarterly, annual cadence that we have to be able to capture the wins of the week, the wins of the quarter, or the wins from the past year. Number two, what we talked about last week is the most important thing you can give your team is your energy, but you can't pour from an empty cup. You can't give what it is that you don't have. And so what are the things that are going to fuel us? Well, it's typically doing things that we love to do in the business, things that light us up, and the things that actually grow the daggum company. Well, to do that, we got to get certain the stuff off of us. We got to get the crap off of us that we don't like to do is low value tasks, low leverage activities. Okay, great. Conceptual. We're getting closer. How do we actually do that? First thing you're going to do is let's do a time and energy audit. Let's do a time and energy audit. Figure out what it is that you hate, don't like, doesn't actually grow the company. It's not a very valuable task. And so now we actually got a list of what those things are. Do a 7 to 14 day time and energy audit at kind of a normal period of time. And then figure out what your buyback rate is. What is it you're willing to pay somebody to be able to do that task? What makes the most sense? To do that, you need to know what's your hourly rate worth, and then how much can you pay somebody else to be able to do that? And then number three, once we've done all of those type of things, okay, we know our buyback rate, we've done the time and energy audit, well, what else do we need to do? And then finally, we can start to follow the replacement ladder. Now, again, if you're an insurance agency owner, I believe that you need to actually get yourself out of delivery customer service as fast as possible. Then get yourself out of admin, get yourself out of marketing, get yourself out of sales. And then you can even get yourself out of leadership, believe it or not, down the road if you get big enough. And obviously, that's an incredible tool that came from Dan Martell's book, Buy Back Your Time. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about, well, all right, great. Well, we've set the stage for all those things. What's the most important thing you can do for the business? I think it's to get above the business and to actually spend time thinking about the business. Because everything, who you hire, who you don't fire, what systems you decide to put into place, how you decide to allocate money, how you decide to allocate your own energy and your own time, is really comes down to, well, your vision for the company and what your thoughts are, what it is that you want to do. But so often we don't get above. I just recorded a podcast. I'm not sure exactly when this one's going to drop in relation to the David Peterson podcast, but he tells a great, that was a painful story for him at the time, but he gives us such a great picture of this, is that in his, I believe it was his second year, that he was so head down, so focused, head down, which if somebody said you're focused, I would tend to think that that's a good thing, but he was so head down that he was just moving forward that he didn't actually stop and see like, hey, we're kind of, where are we with things? And they became so close to achieving a really big incentive in the business. And if somebody just had said, this is how close you are, or if he wasn't ignorant, and again, I mean that respectfully, ignorant just means he didn't know what he didn't know, okay? It wasn't that he wasn't smart. Being not smart means that you know, but still can't do it or don't do it, okay? Ignorant means you just didn't know. You didn't know what you didn't even know. And that was the case with him because he didn't get above. He never stopped for a day. He even says in that podcast, for a day to stop and actually analyze what was happening. He was just head down. And so many new, younger business owners, hello, that was me, 1,000%, are just, I don't know, I'm going 9,000 miles an hour, head down. Whatever it takes, that's what I'm going to do. But having the discipline to get above the business, get out of the office and to spend time thinking about the business. Look, it is without a doubt. It's almost in our program blueprint required reading at this point that you read the book, The Road Less Stupid by Keith Cunningham. And he does an incredible job. It's actually where I got the idea in 2018. To actually think about the business, to get out of the office. What's interesting is that a few years prior to that, I was doing kind of a version of that, but I certainly didn't have the language around it. I didn't understand it. I just knew that if I could go to a Starbucks, go to a coffee shop and get out of the business, that I could actually think clearly. And then he gave language around it and then just a level of commitment to me that changed so much in 2018. And so since then, I've been evangelizing that message along with him. But that originated from that book, The Road Less Stupid by Keith Cunningham. And so spend time, go and read that part of it, and you'll get convicted on it too. But basically, he details out kind of his own journey around it. But getting out of the office, you cannot do this at your physical office in the environment. The environment dictates the performance of this. 1 hour a week will give you credible leverage in the business. You go into that thinking time session with a question and then spend time, just 1 hour, actually with a notebook and a pen. I don't think you need to do thinking time with an iPad or with a computer. There's just too many distractions and it changes versus you actually spending time writing things down. As a matter of fact, I've got the time of this recording. I'm actually going to go do a thinking time session that's on my schedule. I'm excited to go get a cup of coffee and then be able to get away from all of those things, get away from the computers, get away from the iPads, get away from the phone. I'll listen to some background focused music, but get a cup of coffee and be able to go and do that. Everyone that has done this and committed to it, everyone would say, gosh, I don't know why I don't do this more often. Some of the biggest ideas that we've ever had. Not every idea has worked, but some of the biggest things that I could look back on started and originated and initiated from a thinking time session. Ultimately, everything is downhill from that. I've heard Daniel Priestley, one of my coaches, say, hey, I think everything's downhill from lead generation. It's one of the probably the only places I kind of disagree with Daniel on. Is actually, I don't think everything's downhill from lead generation. I think everything is downhill from the vision that you have for the business and the thinking that you gave to that thing. Everything is ultimately coming from your head. And so one of the single most important things, in fact, I think it's the most important thing that you can do for the business is spend time thinking about the business. And so in your, what we call your perfect repeatable week, at the beginning, we started talking about the most important thing you can do for you is to protect your confidence. And one of the things that's in your PRW, that's short for perfect repeatable week. It's like the ideal week for you is that Sunday night planning. The second one is, when are you going to do your thinking time? When are you going to get away from all the distractions and all the day to day and spend 1 hour, but do nothing but just think about the business, get above the business. We've actually had Tyler, who's one of our incredible members. He now has loved this so much. And don't get me wrong, this is actual work. I mean, this is the stuff that people talk about, the work on it and even above it. This is what it actually looks like. And he now has an entire day on Wednesdays. That's his above the business day. And the leverage he gets, the clarity he's able to get from that. He actually has talked about kind of bouncing from coffee shop to coffee shop, but he loves it. He enjoys it. And he's able to rejuvenate and refresh his mind in a way that he would not be able to do if he just sat in the office all day Wednesday and mulled around different things. But getting away and actually spending time with his thoughts has been incredibly valuable. If I could share nothing else with you, but it is to do just that. The most important thing you do for you, protect your confidence. Most important thing you can do for your team, give them your energy. And the most important thing you can do for the business is to spend time thinking about the business, getting above the business. For the next 5 weeks after this episode, we're going to go into, we're on this journey, the business owner journey, the journey from rainmaker to architect. We're on this journey. Are there some milestones we can hit along the way? We're going to talk about each one of those milestones. I believe that there are 5 milestones on the journey, and that's where we'll pick up next week. I can't wait to see. Appreciate you as always. Hope this served you. Till next time, lead well and go be great.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.